The word today is power. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. The Bible speaks of the marvelous deeds and mighty acts of God. These are special times when God uses his power to bless mankind. All three persons of the Trinity have unique ways of demonstrating their power. Here with some examples of this is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Power.
God is powerful, and he does some amazing things in his power. We're going to think about how God expresses his power, how he shows his power in the amazing deeds and the wonders that he performs. And we're going to think about how the three persons of God in the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, each have their own unique ways in which they work miracles, in which they show their power and their marvels. Psalm 145 is a very beautiful psalm, and it talks about sharing your knowledge of God. It speaks about the fact that we're going to praise him because he does such marvelous things. Listen to the first seven verses. I will exalt you, my God the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day I will praise you and extol your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. And I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. I hope that by the time we're done, we will all feel in our heart this desire to praise God and to talk about how great he is and what great things he does. As I said, we're going to think about the Trinity, the three persons of God. And just as a quick lesson here, the Trinity means three persons in one God. It doesn't mean three separate gods. It doesn't mean that there are three entities running around doing their own thing. It means that God is always coordinated. He always works in harmony with these three persons. I've used illustrations such as an apple with its skin and its meat and its seeds to illustrate the triune nature, the three persons of God in one entity. The Trinity is the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and they have different jobs that are typically assigned to them or that we see them doing in the Bible. The first person, God the Father, is typically credited with creation. And in Psalm 145, this was most likely thinking about God the Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one who revealed himself to Israel. The wonderful acts that are being discussed are most likely the deeds of salvation that God performed in the Old Testament. God the Father led the people through the great flood that he had sent. And Noah and his family were saved through that flood. By the way, oftentimes the vehicle that God uses, the means that God uses to punish his enemies, is also the very same thing that he will use to save his people. As I just said, the flood is a good example of that. Another one was the Passover, where the angel of death passed over Egypt and slew the firstborn of the Egyptians' cattle as well as the firstborn of their families. And that same event was the means by which God freed his people from captivity. And there are famines and wars in the Old Testament, miraculous ways in which God delivered his people. God the Father also shows his strength and power through the physical creation. And he is demonstrating his infinite capacity when he sends lightning bolts or when he has tsunamis or volcanoes. And the fact that he made this world a very dynamic and powerful world, all at his hands. Mary, in Luke chapter 1, sings a song about this God, God the Father. And she says that God is magnificent. This song is called the Magnificat. And she sings about how glorious the Lord is. And as she talks about him, she says, he puts down the haughty and raises up the humble. Again, as we said, God the Father delights to save his children, but he will punish his enemies. Let's go on to the second person of the Trinity. This is Jesus, the Son of God. And he is given the credit for redemption. To redeem something means to buy it back. Just like if you had a coupon for $5 off of something that you were buying, you would redeem the coupon. The manufacturer would buy it back from you, so to speak, and give you your $5 credit. Well, in the same way, Jesus has given us and purchased us from our sins so that we no longer have to be burdened by them, but Jesus has taken them on himself for us, and we are redeemed. Jesus' miracles are predominantly signs of superabundant love. He goes around and preaches the good news of salvation, how people can be saved from their sins, and then he performs miracles of healing and restoration. So he casts out demons, and people's limbs are restored, and their eyes opened. And Jesus always preaches how God can make people whole. It is the physical and emotional and spiritual love of God that Jesus uses in his miracles. And most importantly, the death of Jesus and his resurrection is the greatest act, the greatest demonstration of God's mercy and love. It is the thing that gives us the ultimate hope. In Latin, there is a phrase that goes like this, ne plus ultra. That means no more beyond. In other words, there is no greater miracle than when Jesus was raised from the dead in order to bring us forgiveness and in order to give us the assurance of life everlasting. That is as important and powerful a miracle as any God has performed. In Ephesians chapter 1, there is a discussion of this power of the resurrection of Jesus. And the amazing thing is that God has given all people who will put their faith in Jesus Christ that power of the resurrection, the power to have life eternal because we believe on Jesus Christ. Paul was talking to the church in Ephesus in Ephesians 1, and he said this, I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and his incomparably great power for us who believe. That power is like the working of his mighty strength which he exerted in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly realms. If you put your hope and faith in Jesus Christ, God will work that same power, that effort, that exertion, that strength that he used to raise Jesus from the dead, he will work it for you. And you will be given new life in Jesus in your heart and mind now, and a new physical body and existence in the future at your resurrection. Let's go on to the third person of the Trinity. This is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit does what we call sanctification. Sanctification is a fancy word that means to make something holy or pure. Think of it this way. If you had dirty water and you put that water through a filter, you can make it pure. So in a sense, the Holy Spirit is trying to enter our lives and help us to see things the way God does and to work in our minds so that we will filter out the impurities, the uncleanliness. And he uses Jesus' merits, Jesus' goodness, like this filter, so that our sin will be strained and taken out, and so that God will see us pure once again and clean once again. The Holy Spirit, one of his greatest deeds, one of his mightiest demonstrations of his power, is to change people's minds. Have you ever noticed how very difficult it can be to change someone's mind? When they have their mind made up, it's almost impossible to get them to see things differently. But this is where the Holy Spirit is an expert. He gets people to reconsider, to rethink, to even change their view. I'm looking forward to reading a book by a man who was a very devout atheist. His name was Antony Flew, and he denied God, and he had all of his intellectual reasons until suddenly he was forced to change his mind. God got a hold of him, and he ended up writing a book. And the title of the book is There Is a God. But the way it's written is There Is No God, but the no is struck out and the letter A is placed there instead, showing that he went from the opinion that there is no God to believing that there really is a God. The Holy Spirit is marvelous because he comes in and he takes our filthiness and our sins and he cleans it up. Just like if someone would come into a house and see the filth and the garbage and determine to clean it and to change it and to make it new. That's what God does. So you see these powerful acts that God does. He's created us and given us our bodies. Through Jesus Christ, he's redeemed us and saved us from our sins. And through the Holy Spirit, he's changed our opinion and he's given us faith in Jesus and the determination to live for him. These are fantastic deeds that God has done. I hope that you can say that you have experienced all of these marvelous works of God. And if you have, share them with someone because we have a mighty, powerful God who loves us, and it is a true joy to share these marvelous deeds of our God.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's The Word Today. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.